This is When Spirit Calls, and you on your journey are in the right place. This show is about magic, miracles, and meaning shared through stories, interviews, and channeled messages. We have so much to share about who you are and your divine mission here on the earth. Let's get to it. When Spirit Calls is right now. We have a wonderful and unique guest on our show today. Our guest today is Kathy Nesbitt. Kathy is a health and wellness advocate, and she happens to be the founder of Kathy's Crawley Composters, Kathy's Sprouters, and Kathy's Laughter Club. She is a busy woman, a multi-award-winning visionary. She inspires individuals to live more joy-filled, sustainable lives. Kathy is a certified laughter yoga teacher and also appointed laughter ambassador in 2017 by Dr. Madan Kataria, the pioneer of laughter yoga. Tapping, brain gym, and other healing modalities are also incorporated in Kathy's work. She helps people get out of stress and into joy. When we feel good, we do good. She's an enthusiastic cyclist and gardener, and Kathy has been leading transformative laughter yoga sessions since 2015 in diverse settings, such as corporations, assisted living facilities, and schools. Please help me to welcome our guest today, Kathy Nesbitt. Oh, hello, everyone. Oh, we have a fun episode in store for you. I cannot wait. There's going to be some laughter as we go through today's experience. I've got the beautiful Kathy Nesbitt here. Hi, Kathy.
Hello, Dee. How are you?
I'm doing so good, and I'm so happy you're here with me. I just love your energy, and I love to laugh, so there's a reason why you're here. And as we dive into things, you know, everyone's kind of learned a little bit about you in the bio that we shared just a moment ago, but I really want to invite you to dive into your story. Like, how the heck did you become a laughter yoga expert? You know, how did you step into this field? What was that story that led you here? Because I'm truly curious about how one falls into a career of laughter.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Imagine if I could have just been laughing all this time instead of having all the trial before. Oh, well, it's all part of the process, right? The journey. Yeah. So I'm located in Canada, just north of Toronto, largest city in Canada. And in 2002, the landfill for the Greater Toronto Area closed, and we started to export our garbage to the U.S. And I had a solution. So it's the 23rd anniversary of Kathy's Crawley Composters, selling worms by the pound for indoor composting.
Wow. And so even though you specialize in laughter, you also got into worms.
Is that what that was called? How I got to the laughter was from the worms.
Ah, okay. So how did that happen? What happened there?
So I believed I had this great solution for something that we all do is create food waste. And we're exporting our garbage. And when we compost, we take the stink out of garbage. And so I started my business, Kathy's Crawley Composters, so that I could educate people about the benefit of having worms in the house. But little did I know, people didn't want worms in the house. And people don't buy what they want, they buy what they need. And they didn't want what I was flogging. I do have a ton of energy. And I really believed in my mission. I still believe that it's really important. And so I was going ahead. I have all this energy. So I was like, no, you need this. It's important. And I wasn't paying attention to what the client wants. That's what they say to do. Whoops. Mm-hmm. I bypassed that part of the entrepreneur program, I guess. And so in 2012, one more person said, ooh, worms in the house. Although I'd heard it hundreds of times, I heard it that time. I felt it and I questioned everything. And the very next day, I was introduced to laughter yoga.
Wow. So it was that spirit calling, if you will, of, you know, it's so fascinating to me because one would not think that you having this passion for, you know, the earth and our processes and making it healthier environment for us to live in, that would lead to a laughter yoga experience falling onto your lap, you know, and had you not gone the worm route, maybe you would have never ended up in this laughter space either. So, okay, so you go to this laughter experience, Kathy, and what happens there?
Well, my first intro was just a 5-minute, it was a speaking series, and it was a 5-minute introduction to laughter yoga. And I don't happen to practice yoga. I know it's a great thing, not dissing yoga. I just jumped to the fun yoga. And so that same week, I was at a networking event, hundreds of people. The very first person I met was a laughter yoga teacher.
Oh.
Come on, right? Yeah. I was divinely guided. There's no question.
Spiritual breadcrumb right there, right? It's like, oh, this is happening again? Yeah.
And I said to her, oh, laughter yoga's mainstream, because I do pay attention to the signs.
Yeah.
And she said, no, it isn't. 2012. So I spent that night trooping around with her and everyone we met. I said, have you heard of laughter yoga? Have you? And nobody had. So I was like, oh. And here's another beautiful piece to this story. Her laughter club, Toronto's a massive city.
Yeah.
Her laughter club was 5-minute walk from my mother-in-law's house.
Wow.
And my mother-in-law, she passed in 2021, but she would do whatever we trooped around. We were best friends. We really had a wonderful relationship. And she would always say yes when I asked her if she wanted to do something. And so I said, hey, Mary, you want to go to laughter yoga? And she said, what's that? And I said, I don't know, but I don't want to go alone. And we went, and it was, you know, it was weird because if you haven't done it before, it's just laughing. I'll take you through something in a few minutes. But if you haven't done laughter yoga, it may be awkward the first time. It's not jokes or comedy. It's not doing yoga and laughing. It's laughing. It's laughing as a cardiovascular exercise. So those that are logical in their head, they might, you know, try to think their way. How do I laugh? What? And then the ego's piping off. What's happening here? Why? You can't laugh. You look ridiculous.
Wow.
Right? So there's a lot of processing going on. And what we want people to do in a laughter club is get out of your head, get into your body, and just play. Just have fun.
Oh, it sounds really fun to me. And, you know, I think back, I did have one experience with a laughter yoga expert many, many, many years ago, but it felt like so long ago. And so when you kind of came into my radar, I was like, oh, this still exists. So it was so exciting to me to see that there is still a movement here to bring people into more laughter. And what a fun way to get, did you say cardiovascular exercise? Yes, please. Can I just laugh every morning for an hour instead of sweating on my treadmill?
Absolutely. I have rock hard abs. If we were close, I'd let you touch me, but you can't touch. You can't feel me through the screen. You can feel my energy, but not my abs. Yes. So no, you don't need to laugh for an hour. Okay. 10 to 15 minutes of sustained belly laughter is sufficient. It's all you need. So here are the beautiful benefits for laughter is we're secreting the love drugs, dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins versus cortisol, adrenaline, epinephrine. Laughter is the opposite of stress. When we're laughing, we're completely present. We're right here, right now. We're not even thinking. We can't even run away if we wanted to. So we can only laugh when we feel safe, right? Mm-hmm. So another beautiful benefit, we're obviously in our beautiful parasympathetic nervous system when we're laughing. And our brain requires 25% more oxygen than the rest of our body as an operating principle. When we're stressed, we're not breathing properly, right? Our body's not getting what it needs. For sure, our brain isn't. Ever lost your keys, phone, glasses, and you're flopping around?
That's daily for me. Oh.
Well, here's a tip. Next time you're flopping around, your brain is literally deprived of oxygen. Mm. It's like, I know where it is. It's trying to help you, but it can't.
Right.
So what you need to do is stop, take a deep breath in, which is always beneficial. Yeah. Laugh it out, ha, ha, ha. Apologize to all the people you just yelled at. And your phone, keys, glasses, whatever it is, whatever you were searching for, will be right there.
Yes, indeed. Okay. So what does it look like? What does the experience look like? Like, how do we tune into this? Like, what if I don't feel like laughing? How do I go through the process? Can you give me a breakdown of what that would look like?
For sure. If you don't feel like laughing, you need laughter more than ever. So come to a club. And online is better than ever. I mean, it's not that it's better than ever. Online is fine. In person is divine. That's my expression.
I love it.
Now, prior, it's the 30th anniversary of laughter yoga. Started in 1995 by a medical doctor, Dr. Madan Kateria. And his goal is world peace. We need it more than ever.
Yeah.
Prior to 2020, even Dr. Kateria believed it needed to be done in person for the benefits. And now we know Zoom works great. These online platforms are beautiful. You have it in gallery view rather than speaker view.
Yeah.
So there we are. We're all looking at each other. It's making eye contact and we're playing together. I can take you through something. So if somebody doesn't feel like laughing, you need it more than ever. It's time to find a club. And people will say to me, it's so stressful right now. How can I laugh? And I say, it's so stressful right now. We have to laugh.
Yeah.
We're not laughing at, we're laughing because of. So it's a cardiovascular workout. So there's little games to inspire the laughter.
Okay.
And when we're clapping palm to palm. We're activating meridians. So we get energy just by clapping. Whenever I go to a show, I clap like a seal now.
Oh, gosh. Even that makes me feel like laughing.
Right? Wee. Okay, so the rhythm is 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. And here are the words. They're easy. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Easy peasy.
Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha. And what that does, when I first started going to laughter, I was like, what is going on here? This is so random. Because it's not explained. When you go to a laughter club, they don't explain what you're doing. They just say, do this, and you do it.
Yeah.
The premise behind the laughter is it gets us out of our head. For those that are logical, it gives you something to do. And then you get, it's like Pavlov's dog, right? Where we get trained, like our brain goes, oh, it's happy time. I'm clapping and I'm making that happy sound.
Ah.
So you start secreting those happy chemicals already and you raise your energy. So you don't feel like coming to a club, come anyway. Our body doesn't know the difference between real and imagined laughter. How wonderful.
How wonderful.
How wonderful. It's a built-in mechanism to help us. Why do people laugh at inappropriate times? At a funeral or if we see somebody trip? Why? It's that stress response. It's the body saying, you're too stressed, you're too tight, you're going to blow up. So you need to laugh to release that stress. And sadly, our society has frowned upon that instead of embracing it and saying, yes, let us laugh and enjoy and release.
I love that you're talking about this because I remember being in church when I was younger. I got the giggles so bad. Like I could not stop. And it was because the priest kept saying A at the end of every sentence. And so, you know, then we caught in. And then so every time you would finish a sentence and do it again, you know, the giggles would go. But then I remember getting the looks and the stares and then feeling so ashamed for having fun. And that brings me to another quick little story. I remember helping a friend do some work. Their family owned a business. And so we were working in the back and she had left to go get something. And I thought, oh, I'm just going to hide around the corner and I'm going to jump out and surprise her. It'll be so fun. And so when I jumped out to surprise her, it wasn't her, it was her father. And so we got in trouble for that. And so for me, and I'm sure for some people listening, you know, we've been told like, be serious, you know, don't have so much fun or you need to get the work done so you can't have fun or whatever that is. And so for me, I have this attachment that if I was having fun, I wasn't worthy. I wasn't doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I was bad. And so I had to do a lot of healing for myself in shifting that energy so that I could come into joy and laughter and fun. But I know there's a lot of other people that have some of these blocks and these resistances. And so what you're doing is creating this beautiful, safe container that says, have at it. You can do all of that here, which I really love.
And that's the thing. Our society has so much emphasis on work.
Yeah.
Work, work, work. Get your work done and then you can play. Mm-hmm. What if we not play instead of work? What if we're playing while we're working?
Yeah.
What if it's not separate?
Yeah.
What a gift.
Or bad for us to do, right?
Or bad for us to do, right? You talked about shame and shame only, it suffers and it thrives in silence. So when we feel ashamed, I know you know this, we need to voice it. And as little children, we don't know that. We just feel bad. And we're like, oh no, mom and dad are mad, or the teacher's mad. Somebody's mad at me.
Yeah.
So that's why we stop those activities.
Wow. Yeah. I think it's so brilliant and beautiful to be able to lean into this. All right. So we did the ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. And so we go through, that would be like what we would do if we came to a yoga session. We'd start with that.
You start with that. Then there's deep breathing. So put your arms out in front. Breathe in deep through your nose. Breathe in. Hold it. Smiling, smiling. Hold it, hold it, hold it. And then because it's the deep breathing too, and then release with a sigh. Ha.
Wow.
When we release with a sigh, it's another signal. It's an auditory signal to our brain. Hey, I must be happy. I'm sighing. Mm-hmm. I must be relaxed. I must be at peace. Because again, back to, I'll use running for the bus. If you're late for the bus and the bus is there, you're never running for the bus like, ha. Right? You're like, oh.
Yeah.
Or looking for the keys, right? You're never looking for your keys like, ha, I'm so relaxed, like frantically searching for my keys.
Right.
Right? So these are wonderful things that are, again, built in. So, well, let's go through an exercise.
Okay.
And there's a series of, like, there's a ton of them.
Wonderful.
And because it's in about 120 countries now, it's a global movement. Yes, it is. And we need it more than ever.
Yeah.
Each country adds its own flavor. So we have milkshake laughter in North America. In India, they would call it lassi laughter, like a yogurt. You know, lassi is a yogurt drink. So they call it yogurt laughter. We call it milkshake. Same movements. Okay, so let's do an activity. And I'll preface this by saying, hey, everybody, there's a new product on the market. Yes, there is. Who doesn't love that? It's so exciting. This one is called Laughter Cream. Wow, how wonderful.
Laughter cream.
And this is a great thing because we can laugh by ourselves. And this laughter cream gives us permission whenever we're putting on our cream or you're doing our makeup, we can pretend like it's laughter makeup or it's laughter cream, right? And you could even put laughter cream, like a label on your cream saying laughter cream to remind yourself. Okay, so here's how laughter cream works.
For some reason, I just thought about putting my deodorant on and assuming it's laughter deodorant.
Right?
Oh, really? We're laughing about it. So
I love it, right? Laughter shampoo, laughter perfume, laughter bug spray, laughter sunscreen. It's endless. Okay, so laughter cream. It comes in a pump. How convenient. So we're just going to pump out as much as we want. And then wherever we put it, we start laughing. Okay, so here we go on three. One, two, three. Laughter cream. Just pump it out. Take as much as you want. It's free. Or maybe it's a big jar. You just glom out a bunch. Look at those elbows. And if you're working with someone, you can put laughter. I do a lot of work with folks with dementia and long-term care. Mm-hmm. Then we put laughter cream. We ask permission, of course, but we ask, hey, would you like some laughter cream on your back?
Wow.
How wonderful. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Here's some for you. Maybe they can do, you know, put some on each other's back. It's so wonderful because then we get the touch.
Yeah.
We're getting the energy. We feel good. We're playing together.
Well, I'm going to give my kids laughter cream when they get home today.
Yes, do.
And again, for those of you listening, we're imagining the laughter cream. Okay. This is also an imaginative experience. Yes. There's not an actual, like, actual lotion that
I'm working on. That it's coming out soon, folks. So there's all kinds. This is one that I actually really love. It's kind of one that just helps us get over ourselves. So there's a couple of ways to do this. Put your arms out in front and then curl your fingers forward, and then you've got your thumbs, and then turn your thumbs toward yourself and then start laughing. And sometimes I say, okay, put one finger up and then just point at yourself and start laughing. Right? Because when we make a mistake, we get all stressed. We're all in our, we get a judge ourselves and we beat ourselves up, and that hurts. Instead, we laugh. How wonderful. Yeah. It frees, oops, I made a mistake. Ha ha ha. Whoops. Here's another one. This one is really great. When you're driving, if somebody cuts you off, it's never personal, or rarely. Maybe it is sometimes. I don't know. There's Kathy. Let's get her. No. If somebody cuts you off, it's because they weren't paying attention. They were distracted and their lane ran out. That's all. Yeah. Okay. So if somebody cuts me off, instead of getting mad, rah, I'm like, oh, time to do laughter yoga. And I flail my arm around and I'm laughing. Ah, ha, 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 ha. And the person, when you cut somebody off, you know it. You're looking in your rearview mirror like thinking, oh, sorry, sorry, sorry.
And glaring. Yeah.
Right. And they're looking and they're going, oh, my gosh. Right. I'm wailing my arm around. I'm laughing. Ah, ha, ha. They can only see, oh, my gosh, she's mad. Like, I'm mad at them. No, I'm laughing. Ah, ha, ha. So I get more space. They give me more room thinking that I'm cuckoo. And I arrive at my destination all zen. Like, oh, yay, laughter yoga. Yoop. It's a shift in perspective, right? It's just changing our mind.
Yes. And really, I mean, this is like one of the most glorious alchemization techniques I think there is, right? Because we can alchemize anything with laughter. You know, I think about my kids and sometimes when they're fighting, you know, I'll just start making up a song or I'll like make up a rap and I'd be like, I hate it when you guys are so mad. It makes me so sad. And then I see the smiles come to their faces.
Oh, mom.
Yeah. Mom, you're so embarrassing. Right. But then at least we're laughing and we've shifted the energy. And so I think we're lacking laughter and we are not giving ourselves enough permission to laugh. And as we move through our day, you know, I think of as I move through my day, I remember, you know, noticing, becoming very consciously aware of like how much I had the serious face, you know, on all the time. Mm. And so I started to just practice smiling. And I actually, as I'm typing emails, I'm smiling.
Yes.
Well, I have to tell you that like the response like that I get from people and even on the phone, even when I hop on a Zoom, smiling. And I have clients all the time that say, oh, wow, I wish I had your joy. You know, and I'm like, here, have some, you know, and so it's contagious. It's contagious. There's a vibration to it that shifts the energy, which I think is just so beautiful.
It is. It's scientifically proven to be beneficial for us. And it is contagious. It's contagious because of a thing called mirror neurons. Have you heard of mirror neurons?
Well,
mirror neurons were discovered. I mean, they were always there, but they were kind of found. The same year as laughter yoga, which is really fun. In 1995, they came across mirror neurons. And it's, if you smile at someone, they generally will smile back. If you see somebody sad, you may feel sad. Mm-hmm. It's those mirror neurons. So very few mammals have them. People, the humans, apes, and a few birds have mirror neurons.
Wow.
And that's what kind of separates us. So if you want to be happy, folks, hang out with happy people because it really is contagious.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. So Kathy, you know, what are some ways that we can tune into more laughter? And you mentioned that there's laughter clubs available and we're going to share a link at the end. But, you know, what are some of the things that we need to know or that we can know about making laughter more present in our lives or more consistent in our lives? Like, are there some techniques or some tips so that if we don't have a laughter club or we don't have the capacity for that, that we can still be bringing in more of that joy and the benefits?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I would say watch less news.
Mm.
Because that's really stressful when we're seeing all those images. We can't unsee and we can't unhear all that powerful talk of the news cycle. And same with social media, not to send people completely away, they're still going to be there. So spending time in nature will automatically make us more joyful. It's a practice. I really don't want to encourage people necessarily to be watching funny things because that's conditional. Laughter is like when we hear jokes, they go through a whole whack of filters and it's very fast. It's not conscious.
Right.
You know, is it funny or it isn't funny? I'm not laughing at that.
Yeah, or is it offensive?
Is it offensive? Is it safe to laugh? What are these people going to think if I laugh at that joke? Mm-hmm. You know, two people going somewhere, it's not funny for those two people. So for sure, if you can get to a club, there's lots online, there's lots in person. That's a wonderful thing. I have a laughter buddy. I have a laughter buddy every morning. It's 3.5 years. Every morning she calls me and this is such a simple, anybody can do this. I don't say hello. I start laughing. We laugh for 2 minutes full on, just belly laughs. 1 minute of deep diaphragmatic breathing, and followed by 2 additional minutes of laughter. Wow. Dr. Kateria says that when we laugh full on, switch between laughter and breathing, mm-hmm. our laughter enhances our deep breathing and our silence, wow. and our silence enhances our laughter. So it's this complementary practice mm-hmm. that kind of helps us. And then we also secrete all those love drugs, and we start the day like 5 minute practice, and it's like, I'm ready, world. What have you got for me?
Wow. Wow. And so you said earlier, I think you said like 15 minutes a day of laughter can enhance our cardiovascular. Like you said, you also have abs of steel now. So like all these other benefits and 15 minutes. And does it have to be all together with?
It does not. It does not. But it needs to be deep belly laughs instead okay. of just like little chuckles. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. Okay.
If you do the deep, because our diaphragm is attached to all our organs. So even just saying ho, ho and ha, 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 those sounds move our diaphragm.
Right. Okay. So that's why we start with that ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. And then as you go further, then you're inviting people, you know, and forgive me if this is wrong, but my understanding was like, you just start kind of like fake laughing, like ha, 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 ha. And then it turns into a real laugh. Oftentimes.
Yes. Well, with the little games.
Right.
Right. Yeah. For laughter professionals, you could say, okay, let's laugh. And we're all laughing. It's fine. Right. We don't need priming.
Okay.
But those games make it more fun. So you do okay. jackpot laughter. Hey, everybody just won the jackpot. So you're like, yay, you're celebrating, high-fiving. Woo, you're making eye contact. Yuppie. And maybe you're giving some out. Who wants some? Yay. Yeah. Woo. Yuppie! Right? It's a celebration. So there are the little games, which maybe just laughing might get boring after a while. Like right. people would have a hard time sustaining that.
Right.
So, and I also incorporate music, which a lot of laughter professionals do okay. because music and dance, it's another way for us to move. It's another way for us to hear different modalities. And I recently heard from Lynn McTaggart that the Beatles has been scientifically proven to raise our vibration listening to the Beatles.
You know, it's funny. I just got the shivers because this morning I felt called and I went on Spotify and I played the Beatles this morning. Can you freaking believe that?
Wow.
Yeah. Talk about spirit at work right there.
And it raised your vibration, right?
And it did, yeah. I was feeling a bit low, and I was like, I'm just going to search the Beatles and play their greatest hits, and that's what I listened to for my workout this morning. Isn't that something?
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, so funny you would say that. See, our spirit does know what it needs, and I think oftentimes we push that aside. You know, I could have easily been like, why would I want to listen to the Beatles for my workout? Like, that doesn't make sense. But I did it anyways, you know, and there was a reason for that. So I love that you, that in itself is just so funny to me. Okay. So, you know, you talked about like less of the news, less of the negative social stuff. I also found myself recently, you know, watching some of the crime documentaries because there's so many of them, you know, and it doesn't feel good. And so really reminding people that, you know, what they're consuming, not just in food, but in the environment, in the people you're spending time with, the stuff that you're feeding yourself emotionally, intellectually is also impacting that. You suggested getting out to the late nature. You suggested getting a laughter buddy, which I think is so fun. I love that idea of just giggling with a friend in the morning to start the day. Anything else that we can be doing that can really help to shift that frequency and bring in more laughter?
Yes, you could be trained as a laughter leader. Mm-hmm. And it's a 2-day training and I do the training. Yeah. Not just a plug. There's lots of people that do the training. I'm just really good. And once you take the 2-day training, you do get a certificate which allows you to go out and lead Laughter Club. Not everybody wants to lead Laughter Club. I would say take this 2-day training. It's offered online and in person for yourself. Learn why you want to add laughter to your daily repertoire of healing practices. When we feel good, we do good. Yeah. And laughter is the fastest happiness hack. Yeah. And it's too important to leave to chance. So when we become trained as a leader, we learn the history, we learn the practice, we learn why it's so important. And it is scientifically proven that laughter is the best medicine for people going through cancer. Imagine, I mean, this is proven, but having your cancer team and your family, everybody laughing, you're going for your chemo treatments and you're laughing with the team. Everybody feels good. The vibration's high. Mm-hmm. That medicine is going to be better absorbed into your beautiful vessel when you're oxygenated and secreting the love drugs versus being tight and worried.
Yes.
You know, it frees us because stress is really a killer. It just compounds any ailments that somebody may be struggling with.
You know, I love this so much. I want to take your class. When's your next one?
The next online one is in October. It's a Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay. I would love for you to send me those dates. And we're, of course, going to put some links in the show notes. You know, I keep hearing that phrase, you know, laughter is the best medicine. And I'm sure that's something that's used within, you know, the laughter yoga space. But I also heard, I think it was a quote, I'm going to butcher it. I don't even know where it came from. But they said that laughing at yourself is one of the highest forms of wisdom or something. And so I think that's also such a poignant way to look at life and say, if I can laugh at myself, then I'm doing all right. Right?
That's it. Right? Instead of beating yourself up going, oops, I erred.
Right? Yeah.
Or I forgot that thing. Whoops.
Oh, boy. And, you know, you're speaking to a person who has been very self-critical of herself, because I thought that by being self-critical, that would make me better. But in fact, it's just caused me to feel some shame and some guilt about not being perfect, rather than looking at it from the perspective of like, we all make mistakes. It's okay. I'll do better next time. And ha, 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 ha. So what? Right? You know, it is what it is. So that's fantastic. So I know that you have a special offering for our audience today. Will you tell us about that?
Absolutely. Yes. I am celebrating 5 years of my free online laughter club.
Wow.
Started in June of 2020.
Wow.
Yeah. So everybody, please come. It's on Zoom. It's 9:30 a.m. Eastern. 30 minutes of super fun self-care. I incorporate tapping, brain gym, qigong, just to help people get out of stress and into joy. We regularly get 30 Zoom squares now from people from around the world.
Wow.
And four of those Zoom squares are often groups, community living, long-term care. Everybody's welcome. I don't record my sessions because I want the people attending to come, feel safe that they can come and play and they're not going to show up somewhere on the internet. Yeah. So it's really beautiful space.
I think this is a great way for me to wake up. I'm going to start tuning into these because it's 7:30 in the morning. So when I don't have kids and we're not like rushing around, I want to tune in. I think that's fantastic. So that link is going to be in the show notes, folks. So that will be available to you just underneath the audio of this podcast. So please look for those links. Go and try it out. What have you got to lose other than some laughter and maybe a few inches around your waist? This has been so fantastic. I've been smiling the whole time, Kathy. You really do bring the joy and the laughter. So thank you so much for lighting up my day today and bringing that energy in. It has been a true privilege and joy. And I can't wait because I think you're going to also do a session on spirit minds, if I remember correctly, and come and take us through our activity there. So we'll do a full laughter yoga on our spirit minds as well.
Yuppie!
Yes.
Oh, I'm there.
Amazing. Amazing. Any final words, anything that you feel is on your heart to share with our audience today?
I just a quote, since you mentioned a quote, I want to say a quote from Charlie Chaplin, which is, a day without laughter is a day wasted.
Ah, wow. How hard-hitting is that? It's like, okay, I'm now going to be consciously aware of every day that I have some laughter in my day.
Lots of it.
Lots of it. I love it. Thank you so much, Kathy. And thank you all for tuning in to another edition of When Spirit Calls. Until next time, laugh away.
So happy you could join us today. And we hope that you found comfort and inspiration with wherever you are at right now.
If you feel you received a gift in today's message, please pass that gift along to a loved one by sharing this episode with them. To continue this conversation, please join me at rosehope.ca, and when you do, be sure to access your free gift by signing up for the When Spirit Calls newsletter. I'm looking forward to connecting with you again soon.